As you consider your New Year's resolutions, losing weight, working out more, reading more books, is wasting time at the top of your list? Probably not. We don't ever intentionally want to waste our time. We probably all have a bit of time anxiety, actually, because there seems to never be enough of it, and we want to get more things done. But I bet you waste more moments than you know. Now, you may say, Lori, I do not waste time. I plan my work and I work my plan. Great, that's awesome. But consider this. You know those techie watches and wristbands that count your steps, measure your heart rate, tell you how many calories you've burned, track your mileage, manage your playlists, and monitor your sleep? What if a device like that measured how many hours you spend worrying? What if that same device could tell you how many hours you spend being bitter and angry? What if you could see the minutes, hours, and sleepless nights you have spent being afraid? What about all the time, precious time, you spend comparing yourself to others, being critical, and putting yourself down? See where I'm going with this? We end up managing so many things to move us forward, move us toward a goal, while at the same time, we're losing precious life-giving moments, being caught up in the sin of unbelief, not believing God is enough, not believing He holds tomorrow, not trusting He is with us, not believing that vengeance is His and not ours to handle, not believing we are fearfully and wonderfully made and that we're enough. We do all we can to be our best, set good goals, follow best practices, and try to live our best life. Yet, we allow our hearts and minds to waste precious energy and time focusing on the cares and worries of this world. God calls you to remember who you are and whose you are. Luke 12:25. Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Consider how the wildflowers grow. They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will He clothe you, you of little faith? And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it, for the pagan would run after all such things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek His kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Your Father holds you. He holds it all. Trust Him. Seek first His kingdom. That should be at the top of our resolution list. By starting each day seeking first the kingdom of God, we let go of trying to control what we cannot. We stop trying to see what we can't see, and all the moments and time wasted in unbelief are redeemed for the glory of God and for our good. That's the truth. Don't waste another minute. Live each new day full of peace and joy as you seek the Lord first in all you do. I promise you, keeping that priority will lead to an abundant life and a very happy, peaceful new year. I'm Lori Klein.